好，弟兄姐妹们平安，首先祝大家复活节快乐。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. I wish you have a happy Easter.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，主，你又让我们能够聚集在一起来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that we come together to remember your resurrection.
我们感谢主，你特别赐下今天的主日，也是主你的爱子耶稣基督复活的日子。
We thank you that you have given us this special day, which is the day that our Lord raised from the dead.
天父，就求主你引导我们今天的敬拜。
May you lead our worship today.
主，让我们一起来思想主耶稣基督他的复活，给我们带来多么美好的盼望。
So we can think that our Lord's resurrections and also the hope that it brings.
让我们所有弟兄姐妹不再惧怕死亡，不再受死亡的辖制。
So that each brother and sisters will no longer fear of death and be overpowered by the death.
因为主你已经复活，所有信靠你的也必和你一同复活。
Because you have risen, and all those who believe in you also will be raised.
我们谢谢恩主赐给我们这样美好的恩典。
We thank you for such a great grace to us.
我们这样一起祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
Amen.
啊，我们前两天呢，纪念了主的受难，他为我们的罪舍命流血。
Just 2 days ago, we gathered to remember the Lord's suffering. For our sins, he bled and died on the cross.
那么他死在十字架上，也像常人一样被埋葬。
He died on the cross like any other humans, he was buried.
如果关于耶稣的故事就停到这里，再没有下文。
If the story about Jesus stops here and there's no more,
那么耶稣的死将成为人类历史上最大的悲剧。
the death of Jesus will be a greatest tragedy in human history.
然而，在他死后的第三日一大早，
However, on the third day after his death, early in the morning,
几位门徒来到墓地，发现埋耶稣的坟墓的门被打开了，耶稣不在里面了。
Several disciples came to the grave place where Jesus was buried and found that the door of the tomb had been opened and Jesus was no longer inside.
有天使告诉他们，耶稣复活了。
Then the angel told the disciples, Jesus has risen.
其实，这正如当年耶稣降生的时候，也是天使首先把这个好消息报给了牧羊人一样。
It's the same as when Jesus was born, and it is the angel who told the good news to the shepherd.
那么，耶稣的降生乃是天上的真神成为了人。
Jesus' incarnation and become man.
啊，耶稣从死里复活，又再次显明他就是神。
And the resurrection from the dead, and these are demonstrated that he is God.
所以呢，耶稣的道成肉身和从死里复活，乃是福音的两大根基。
So Jesus' incarnation and the resurrection from the dead are the two major foundations of the gospel,
对，缺一不可。
and they are indispensable.
所以，这是人无法理解，也不能否认的两件历史事实。
These are the two historical facts that people don't understand, but also cannot deny.
如果没有耶稣的复活，也就没有了福音。
Without Jesus' resurrection, there will be no gospel.
正像使徒保罗他在哥林多前书15章14节所说。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然， 你们所信的也是枉然。
Just as Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, then now preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
那么圣经呢，也向我们宣告，耶稣基督降世，为要拯救罪人。
The Bible also proclaimed to us that Jesus Christ was born so that to save the sinners.
他在世上的时候，曾使瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净。
When he was in the world, he made the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers cleanse.
他也医病赶鬼，甚至让死了的人能够再活过来。
He healed the sick, and he cast out the demons, and even allowed the dead to come back to life.
他能在自然界行出各种常人不能做的奇事。
He performed all kinds of miracles that ordinary people cannot do.
很多在痛苦危难中的人得蒙他的拯救。
Many people who suffered or was in distress were saved by him.
同时呢，耶稣也把天国的福音传与世人，让人悔改。
And at the same time, Jesus also preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to the world, asking people to repent.
然而呢，耶稣对世人的拯救不止在今生今世，更要让信他的人有永生的盼望。
The salvation that Jesus gave to this world is not only this today, but also let those who believe in him to have eternal hope.
他为拯救罪人降生，又为拯救罪人受死，更为拯救我们复活。
He was born of the sinners, died for the sinners, and resurrected for the sinners.
他也为我们升天，为我们还要再来。
He ascended to heaven for man and come again for man.
所以这就是神全备的救恩。
This is God's complete salvation.
所以复活的真理乃是基督信仰独有的。
The truth of resurrection is unique in Christianity.
因为许多的宗教的教主或者是创始人，他们都死了而没有再活过来。
Because many of the leaders or founders of other religions have died and they never come back to life.
唯有耶稣基督，他死了又活了，因为他要做死人并活人的主。
Only Jesus Christ, he was dead and he is alive. He is the Lord, both for the dead and for the living.
也只有那位死过又活过来的人，才能拯救他人。
Only the person who died and come back alive can save others.
不然他连自己都拯救不了，他又如何拯救别人呢？
Otherwise, how can he save others while he cannot save himself?
也就是说，没有复活，也就没有救恩。
That is to say, no resurrections, no salvation.
也就没有福音。
And there's no gospel.
我们今天呢，从三个方面呢来思想这个主题。
Let's ponder the subject from three different areas.
我们所信的乃是一个得救的福音，复活的福音，也是见证的福音。
The gospel we believe is a gospel of salvation, a gospel of resurrection, and a gospel of testimonies.
我们先来看第一节，福音乃是得救的福音。
Let's look at the point number one, the gospel of salvation.
这是我们今天经文的第一节和第二节，我们先来看。
This is from the scripture, verse 1 and 2 we read today.
他说：“弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。”
Verse 1 and 2. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word that I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain.
那么，既然先前已经传过了，那么现在再说，其实就是提醒。
Since it was a preach, now you say it again. That means to remind.
意思就是我先前传给你们的福音，现在再次要提醒你们。
That means I'm going to remind you of the gospel I have preached to before.
所以呢，保罗是将他先前所传给哥林多教会信徒的福音，现在要再提醒他们。
So Paul has preached the gospel to the believers in the church of Corinth. Now he will remind them again.
免得他们忘记或者是忽略。
So that they won't forget or ignore it.
其实对我们来说，我们也是需要常常来提醒我们自己，我们所接受的耶稣基督的福音是什么样的福音。
And for us, we also need to constantly be reminded ourselves of the gospel about Jesus Christ that we have received.
那么这里有一个词叫站立得住。
The word you have taken your stand.
这它意思就是要站立得稳妥，不动摇，不改变。
That means you stand firm, not shaken, and not changing.
所以意思也就是你对耶稣基督的信，那要很久的相信。
That means that you permanently believe.
这个信是很久的信，持续不断的信。
And this faith is continuous, everlasting belief.
我们有时候会听到人说，哎，某某某人过去信耶稣了。因为某件事情发生，现在不信了。
We often heard that somebody used to believe in Jesus, and because something happened, he's no longer a believer.
那么按照保罗这里的教导，这个人只是领受过福音，但并没有在福音上站立得住。
According to the teaching of Paul, this guy just received the gospel, and he was not taking stand in the gospel.
所以其实他就根本就没有真正的相信。
In fact, he never really believed.
所以他不能在福音上站立得住，也就是他会随时的改变他的主意。
He could not stand to, in the gospel. That means he can change his mind anytime.
所以如果有人给他传佛教，他有可能也会相信。
Some people pray to Buddhism.He could believe it.
给他传摩门教，他也可能会领受。
Somebody preach to a Mormon, he may believe too.
因为他没有把耶稣基督的福音当作唯一得救的福音。
Because he's not considering the gospel of Jesus Christ as the unique gospel of salvation.
那么这里他说，持守我所传给你们的，其实就是指。持守我传给你们的道，就是这福音。
The hold firmly to the word that I preach you, that means the word that Paul preached.
那么因此呢，在这里保罗不仅是在提醒哥林多教会的信徒，他所传讲的他们给的福音。
Therefore, that Paul is now reminding the Corinthian church, the believers in the Corinthian church.About the gospel he has preached.
而且呢，督促他们要在这福音上站稳，在真道上要持守。
He's asking them to stand firm, to hold the truth.
所以耶稣基督的福音其实是古久的福音，它更是永恒不变的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is an old gospel and it's an eternal gospel.
因此呢，任何想在这个福音上加节修饰或者更改的意图都是不可接受，或者是背叛，或者是亵渎。
Therefore, any attempt to add, to subtract or modify the gospel is a unacceptable betrayal or end blasphemy.
也只有这样的信才是圣经所讲的真正的信。
Only this kind of faith is a true faith in the Bible.Otherwise,
否则都是徒然的相信。
Otherwise, it is a vain faith.
保罗说，你们若能以持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救，不 不然你们就是徒然相信。
Paul says, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
因此呢，真正的相信乃是诚心诚意的，没有怀疑的，永不改变的相信。
Therefore, a true faith is sincere, never doubt, never change.
否则都是属于无法得救的徒然相信。
Otherwise, it is a vain faith leading no salvation.
所以只有这样的信才能得救，所以这就是得救的福音。
Only such faith can lead salvation, and this is the gospel of salvation.
所以我们所信的福音，它不但是得救的福音，其实我们所信的福音呢，它也是从死里复活的福音。
And the faith we have is not only the gospel of salvation, and also the gospel of resurrection.
所以我们下面就看今天的第二方面，第三到第四节，复活的福音。
So next we'll look at the second point, that's the verse 3 and 4.
这第三节到第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
所领受又传给你们的第一，就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
那我们会问，保罗所传的福音，他是从哪里或者从谁领受的呢？
And we can ask ourselves,Where is the gospel that Paul preached coming from, or where he received?
其实保罗在加拉太书一章十一到十二节就给了我们答案。
In Galatians chapter 1, verse 11-12, Paul gave us the answer.
他这里说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此呢，保罗所传的福音不是从人领受了，他也从来没有向任何人讨教，那是直接从耶稣基督启示来的。
Therefore, the gospel that Paul preached was not from any man, and was not taught by man. It's direct revelation from God, from Jesus Christ.
那么保罗他又是怎么样从主那里领受的福音呢？
And then where, how he received the gospel from the Lord.
根据哥林多后书的十二章，保罗呢曾经被提到了三层天上。
According to Second Corinthians chapter 12, Paul mentioned that he had the experience of caught up to the third heaven.
所以他在哥林多后书十二章四节他说，他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。
That is why he mentioned in the Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, and he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter.
那么在使徒行传的记载中呢，主耶稣也常常在异象中站在保罗的身边对他讲话。
In the records of Acts, Lord Jesus often spoke to Paul in visions.
所以因此保罗他深知基督的奥秘，也就是福音的奥秘。
Therefore, Paul knows deeply the mystery of Christ, that is also the mystery of gospel.
所以他在以弗所书三章六节他又写道，他说这奥秘是外邦人在耶稣基督里，借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同门应许。
That's what he wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, member of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
而且他在罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
And he also wrote in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and then also to the Greek.
那么这里的希腊人就代表所有的外邦人。
The word Greek means all Gentiles.
也就是说，福音拯救人不是按民族的不同，而是是不是相信。
That means the gospel who saves is not by the nations, actually is by faith.
不管你是什么人，你只要真正的相信，不疑惑，都必然得救。
No matter who you are, as long as you believe, without doubt, that you can be saved.
那么当大家读的时候也会看到，保罗在这里谈到他过去传给他们的福音是说，第一。
You can see that Paul mentioned here, for what I receive, I pass to you as the first importance.
所以我们再往下读的时候呢，并没有看到说有第二。
But if you continue to read, you will not find a second.
所以呢，这里的第一，它的意思是最要紧的、最重要的意思。
So the word first means the most important.
那么最要紧的是什么呢？
What is the importance he was saying?
就是他下面所讲的，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
The importance is the what comes next, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
所以说这才是福音的定义，也是福音的核心，福音的实质。
And this is the definition of gospel, the center of the gospel, and the basic fact about the gospel.
也就是说没有复活也就没有了福音。
There will be no gospel if without resurrection.
那么基督为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，然后又复活了。
Jesus died for our sins. He was buried and he was raised.
那么基督被钉死，被埋葬，第三日从死里复活。
Christ was nailed on the cross and was buried and rose on the third day.
这就是人类的福音，就是天使报给主的门徒的大好的消息。
This is the gospel to humans, and this is a great news that angels proclaim to his disciples.
那么其实呢，耶稣曾经多次就向门徒预言过他自己的死和复活。
Jesus actually has predicted foretold his death and resurrection to his disciples.
我们先从圣经中就只找两节经文来跟大家分享。在路加福音九章二十二节，他告诉门徒，他说：“人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。”
Let's just share two passages in Luke chapter 9, verse 22. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised.
那么他在路加福音十八章三十二节到三十三节也说，他将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上，并要鞭打他，杀害他，第三日他要复活。
And also in Luke chapter 18, verse 32 to 33, he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him and on the third day he will rise.
他跟门徒讲了很多次这样的关于他的死和复活，但是门徒并没有把他讲的当回事，也可能是他们根本就不明白。He
has mentioned his death and resurrection many times to his disciples, but his disciples didn't take it seriously. Maybe they did not understand at all.
耶稣也曾经用约拿的神迹，还有一粒麦子来做比喻，来论说自己的死和复活。Jesus
also used the parable of Jonah's miracle or the kernel of wheat to talk about his death and resurrection so that his disciples could understand.
那么他在马太福音十二章四十节告诉门徒，他说：“约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。”In
the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 14, he told disciples, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of earth."
所以呢，我们读旧约的时候，我们知道约拿呢在鱼肚腹中呢三日三夜，然后大鱼将他吐到岸上，约拿就继续神吩咐他的使命，到尼尼微去传道。And
we know in the Bible that Jonah was in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights. Then the fish vomited him to the shore, and Jonah went up and continued his mission to preach in the great city of Nineveh.
耶稣说他自己也要三日三夜在地里头，他以此来类比他的死和他三日的复活，第三日复活。And
Jesus used the analogy that he will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, so that this represents his death and raised on the third day.
那么主耶稣呢，在马太福音十二章二十三到二十四节，他也用一粒麦子的生命来比喻自己的死和复活。And
in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 23 to 24, he used a kernel of wheat to symbolize his death and the resurrection.
他说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在的告诉你们。” 一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。Jesus
said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
所以呢，使徒保罗后来就是用。 粗俗的果子来比喻耶稣的复活。That's
why Apostle Paul used first fruit to symbolize the resurrection of Jesus.
所以他在哥林多前书15章20节说：“但基督已经从死里复活，成为碎了之人粗俗的果子。”In
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以既然，所以他的意思就是，既然耶稣可以从死里复活，当主再来的时候，所有死去的真信徒也必然会复活。Meaning
that since Jesus was resurrected from the dead, so when the Lord comes, all the true believers who has died, they shall be risen. Also,
其实呢，在没有什么能够比主耶稣自己的话更能清楚地表述他的死和他的复活了。Actually,
nothing expresses death and resurrection more clearly than the word of the Lord Jesus Himself.
那么他在约翰福音十章十八节对一些表面上信他的那些犹太人说：“没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄。” 夺取回来。He
said to some Jews who appear to be believers on the surface, in John chapter 10, verse 18, "No one takes it from me. If I lay it down of my own on my cord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
所以呢,
this command I received from my father.
所以呢, 主的死呢, 不是一个意外, 更不是仇敌阴谋的得逞。
So the death of Jesus was not an accident. His death and resurrection were realized step by step according to the Bible prophecies.
那么实际上呢, 不仅是耶稣的死和复活, 他的出生, 他的事工, 他的受难, 他的荣耀, 他的王权, 还有他的再来等等。
In fact, not only Jesus' death and the resurrection, about his birth, his ministry, his suffering, his glorification, his kingdom, and his coming again. Every single detail was predicted.
其实所有的这些都涵盖了耶，都在耶稣的生平中有详细，都详细的记载。
Almost every detail in his life was explicitly and accurately predicted.
所以主耶稣对门徒的教导亲自印证了这一切。
So the direct teaching of Lord Jesus to his disciples verify all these.
所以他在路加福音18章31节告诉门徒，他说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。”
In Luke chapter 18, verse 31, he said, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophet will be accomplished."
那么，除了主耶稣自己在讲论他的死和复活。 那么旧约中有关基督的死和复活也有这样的预言。Other
than Jesus talk himself, also in the Old Testament, there was similar prophecies.
那么在诗篇22章11节他说：“我的精力枯干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。”Psalm
22, verse 15. My strength is dried up like a posture, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
那么在以赛亚书53章8节，他说：“因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因为百姓的罪过呢？”
And in Isaiah 53:8. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people.
所以呢，同样关于耶稣的复活，那么在旧约里面也有预言。
And similarly about his resurrection, the Old Testament has predictions.
我们看一下以赛亚书53章10节后半部分，还有11节前半部分。他说：“他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华说：喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。”The
second part of Isaiah 53, verse 10, also on the first part of 11, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied.
那我们会问，那么耶稣的死和复活与你我有什么关系呢？
So we ask, what does Jesus' death and resurrection has to do with you and me?
所以我们必须要明白，而且要相信，是我们的罪。 将耶稣钉在十字架上。So
we must understand and believe it's our sin that nailed Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以呢，他是为我们的罪而死，为要赦免我们的罪。So
he died for our sins so that our sin may be forgiven.
同时呢，他的复活给我们带来了盼望。In
the same time, his resurrection bring us hope.
使我们因信接受他所赐给我们的永生。
So that because of our belief, we receive the eternal life he gave us.
所以他死是为了拯救我们脱离死亡，他复活是为了赐我们有永生的盼望。
So his death is to save us from death, and he resurrected is to give us the hope of eternal life.
这就是复活的福音。And
this is the gospel of resurrection.
那么复活节呢，是一个喜庆的日子，同时其实也是一个耶稣认证的日子。Easter
is a day of resurrection, and also it's a happy day.
那么目的是让我们认真思想主耶稣从死里复活给我们带来的盼望。The
purpose is for us to understand, to think about the hope that his resurrection bring to us.
所以呢，复活节它不是为了娱乐，就像一些人用复活节彩蛋或者复活节兔子来逗小孩子玩。So
Easter is not a entertainment day like the children have Easter eggs.
这如果这样的话呢，就失去了复活节真正的内涵了。If
like this, there will be not the true meaning of Easter.
所以关于耶稣的复活，除了旧约先知的预言和主耶稣自己的讲论，那么其他人。 那么怎么能知道耶稣也是从死里复活的呢？
So regarding the resurrection of Jesus, apart from the prophecies of the Old Testament and also Lord Jesus' own statement, how can others people know that Jesus has risen from the dead?
所以呢，下面这段呢，就是第5节到第8节，他告诉我们呢，那么很多的人是见证了耶稣的复活。
That is verse 5 to 8. Many people has testified that he has risen.
所以这也是我们福音的很重要的一部分。And
this is another important part of the gospel.
所以我们再来看下一部分，第五节到第八节，也就是见证的福音。And
that is the gospel of testimonies.
那么我们看第五节到第八节，他这里说，并且写给基法看，然后写给12使徒看，后来又是写给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，且也有已经碎了的。以后又写给雅各看，再写给众使徒看，末了也写给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。So
verse 5 to 8. And that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living. Though some have fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
那么保罗这里陈述的关于耶稣从死里复活的见证，有的是自己的亲身经历，有的是使徒和其他门徒的见证。So
what Paul states here is about the testimonies of Jesus raising from death. Some are from his own experience, some are from the testimony of other apostles or his disciples.
那保罗在这里列举耶稣复活后向人显现，他向彼得、十二使徒、500多弟兄，也向雅各显现，最后向保罗显现。So
he displayed that Jesus after his resurrection, he appeared to many people, first to Peter, to the 12, to 500 brothers and sisters, to James, and then to Paul himself.
那么这里面呢，他说有五百多位呢，有这个五百多位里面的有一大半现在还在，这句话其实非常的关键。It
says among the 500 who have seen the resurrected Lord, and half of them are still living, and this is a very subtle.
所以耶稣复活后向500多人显现， 到保罗写哥林多前书的时候，这些大多数的人他们还活着。
That means after Jesus appeared to the 500, and by the time that Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, some of these people are still alive.
所以呢，如果有人对这些主耶稣复活有怀疑、质疑，完全可以去找这些人去进行核实。
So if anybody doubts, he can directly to ask some of these people to verify.
所以呢，如果说这个名单中的彼得和其他使徒，他们可能有说，哎，说串通说谎的可能。
So if Peter and the other apostles on this list are likely to lie in collusion,
那么这500多人要统一口径来说谎，其实是绝对不可能的。
It's by no means easy for these 500 people to lie in a unified way.
所以这里面，尤其是那两个人，特别有两个特别的人，一个就是耶稣基督肉身的弟弟雅各，一个就是曾经残害基督徒的保罗。
There are two particular persons in the list of names. One is the Lord's own brother, James. The other is Paul, who was zealously persecuted the Christians.
所以，我们过去两个主日呢，开始了雅各书的分享。
In the past two Sundays, we started sharing the book of James.
我们知道雅各呢，雅各书的作者就是我们的主耶稣基督肉身的弟弟。
We know the author of James is the physical brother of our Lord Jesus.
但是大家也知道，主耶稣开始传道的时候，他的弟弟雅各也是不相信的。
I wonder whether you know that when Jesus started preaching, his own brother James did not believe.
那么，耶稣在加利利的这个地区传道的时候呢，有许多人就相信他，跟随他，他的名声几乎传遍了加利利的全地。
While Jesus was preaching in Galilee, many people believed in him and followed him.
然而呢，这却引来了他家里面的家人和同胞弟兄的反感。
Even though his fame spread all over the Galilee area, his own brothers was pretty much resented.
所以在约翰福音7章3到5节这里说，耶稣的弟兄就对他说："你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你们的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果这样行，就当叫。"
That was recorded in John chapter 7, verse 3-5. So his brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the work you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world, for not even his brother believe in him."
所以呢，耶稣的兄弟雅各原来并不相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So even his own brother James did not believe that Jesus was Christ, is the Son of God.
所以至于保罗，我们根据《使徒行传》的记载，他信主之前呢叫扫罗，是热心的法利赛人。他不仅不信主，而且疯狂的迫害耶稣的门徒。
As for Paul, according to Acts, before he believed, his name was Paul. He was a Pharisee. Not only he does not believe, but also he zealously persecuted the believers.
所以呢，而且他也经常抓住基督徒呢，把他们投入到监狱。
And he often have the Christians arrested and put into prison.
然而呢，主耶稣复活升天后，雅各成为了初代教会的领袖，同时在犹太人中继续传福音。
After Jesus ascending to heaven, James becomes the pillar of the church in Jerusalem.
而保罗呢，就成为竭力为主做见证、传福音给外邦人的使徒。
And Paul became an apostle who tried his best to testify and preach the gospel for the Lord to the Gentiles.
所以这样的转变只有一种解释，那就是耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
Such a change, there's only one explanation that Jesus Christ was indeed resurrected from the dead.
所以呢，福音的核心就是耶稣的死和复活。
So the center of gospel is Jesus' death and raised.
这么多人亲眼见过他被埋葬，又见过他复活，他就是复活的耶稣。
So many people with their own witness, they have seen him buried and they have seen him raised.
所以这些人他们都是耶稣基督复活的见证人，所以我们说他们都是福音的见证人。
So they are the witness of Jesus' resurrection and they are the witness of gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，今天是一个我们值得喜庆的日子。
Dear brothers and sisters, today is a day that worthy of our celebration.
因为耶稣基督受难后的第三天，他真的从死里复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected after the third day of his suffering from the dead.
我们所信和我们所传的福音，那是得救的福音，复活的福音，它也是见证的福音。
What we believe and what we preach is the complete gospel, a gospel of salvation, a gospel of resurrection, and a gospel of testament.
所以耶稣基督的福音是从来都是也只能是耶稣基督为救罪人被钉死被埋葬第三日复活。
So the true gospel should be always be that he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected.
所以他赐给罪人因信他而得救赦免的恩典。
So he given to those, to the sinners,because they believe they have their sin was was pardoned.
对，赐给信他的人永生的盼望。
And he also gave the believers eternal hope.
所以呢，主耶稣从死里复活是时代的一个壮举。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death is a great things.
所以他的复活毁灭了死亡，赐下了生命。
His resurrection, overcome the death and also give the life.
从此呢，死亡不再能辖制被基督拯救的人。
No more the death can control people.
我们若与基督的死有份，也就与基督的复活有份。
If we have something to do with Jesus' death, we also have something to do with Jesus' resurrection.
与基督同死的人就不再经历永远的死亡。
People died with Christ will no longer have the death.
所以呢，他虽然死了，却必要复活，进入永远的生命。
Although he was dead, but he has overcomeand have eternal be alive permanently.
所以我们的生命与主的生命是永远连在一起的。
So our life is permanently with the Lord.
我们每个人这几十年的人生不再是生命的全部。
So our a few decades of life is no longer the whole life of ours.
只是永恒中一个极小的片段。
It's only a short period in the eternity.
所以呢，当我们在面对死亡威胁的时候
，So when we face the threat of death,
我们不必像世人一样惊慌。
We should not be a panic, like others.
因为我们知道耶稣已经复活了，死亡已经死了。
Because we knew that.Jesus has resurrected, and there's no more death.
我们盼望基督再来的应许。
We are hoping the promise that Jesus Lord come again.
因为我们确信那一天，所有在基督里死去的人必然从死里复活。
Because we believe that on the day that he comes, all the people who are dead will be raised again.
这就是福音它的真正的意义。
And this is the true meaning of the gospel.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神, 我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you with our thanksgiving.
我们感谢你, 没有爱我们的罪孽带我们, 没有爱我们的罪过报应我们。
We thank you for not treating us according to our transgressions.
你反而赐下你的独生爱子来拯救我们这些没有盼望的人。
You have sent your only begotten Son to save us.
主让我们能够知道你已经胜了罪恶，胜了死亡。
So that we know that you have overcome death.
让我们凡相信你的就不再惧怕死亡。
So whoever believe in you will no longer fear death.
因为我们是盼望主你再来的那一天。
Because we are hoping, we are longing for the day that you come again.
因为当你再来时，所有信靠你的人都必然复活，会与主你在新天新地永远的同在。
When the day that day come, all those who has been dead will be raised again to join you in the new heaven and new earth.
这就是我们每位弟兄姐妹最好的盼望。
And this is the best hope for each brother and sisters.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank our Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.